President John Mahama has arrived to a rousing welcome in Tamale in the northern region at the start of a two-day accounting to the people tower of the region. The president's first port of call was at Nalerigo, where he called on the chief, Nabuhu Mahami Abdullahi Shariga, at his palace. The chief welcomed the president to the region.
I wish to acknowledge the president's effort and commitment of the government ensuring the maintenance of peace and security within the entire Mampogo kingdom. The security agencies are always swift in their response to any emergency that could ignite conflict and bring it under control. I am an advocate of peace and still and will always use occasions like this to preach peace. I wish to remind my people, therefore, that peace and security are essential ingredients for development. Without peace, there cannot be any meaningful development. Some time ago, I made requests for some development projects on behalf of my people, which you promised to implement for the area. And truly, your words, most of them have been executed. I requested for the provision of a decent accommodation for the alleged witches in Gambaga, which is provided through those. The project is yet to be completed. Also, we requested for the Wanwale Gambaga Road to be constructed, and the project is ongoing. Furthermore, the Gambaga College of Teaching is absorbed to the public stream. Also, a community day senior school is under construction in Langensi.
President Mahama said he has nostalgic feelings anytime he comes home to the north.
On the final leg of my accounting to the people tour, and that is the 10th region that I've brought this working tour, I, your son, have chosen to come home for the final blessings from you to crown the tour of all the regions I have been to previously. Throughout this tour, from Western region to Eastern region, to Volta, to Brongahafo, Central, Greater Accra, Ashanti, Upper West, and Upper East regions, I have listened carefully to our revered chiefs and traditional rulers and the people of Ghana as they spoke with one voice, location after location, saying that your government has delivered massive, and I'm quoting, on its mandate, and like Oliver Twist, we are asking for more.
You heard President Mahama.
Earlier, President Mahama cut short for work to start on the Chichuliga Sandema Weisi Nakon Road in the Upper East Region. The president also inaugurated a water system project for Navrongo and surrounding towns. Pascaline Adadevo sent this report.
President Mahama's two-day accounting to the people tour of the Upper East Region saw him inaugurate very crucial projects for the people. He cut short for work to start on the 211-kilometer Boga-Boku Road. The road, which links Bogatanga to Togo and Burkina Faso, is riddled with potholes having adverse effects on trade. President Mahama also inaugurated an expanded water project for Boku and other towns which are water-starved, and also cut short for a 3,000-hectare irrigation dam project which has been on the drawing board since the 1970s. President Mahama's last day in the region saw another sword-cutting ceremony for work to start on the Chuchuliga Sandema Weisi Nakon Road.
The rehabilitation of the Chuchuliga Sandema Wiaga Weisi Road, and also the rehabilitation of the Navrongo Chuchuliga Tumu Road. These are two important roads that have been neglected for a very long time. And so I'm very happy that work is commencing. The contractor has mobilized, he's on site. And as you can see, he started clearing the road already. The funding is available, and so there's not going to be any delay. The contractor is going to continue working, and he'll be paid as and when he raises his certificates. So if the contractor is not working, it's not because we haven't paid him. You have to hold him and deal with him.
President Mahama also spoke on why the need to embark on the nationwide tour after his first term as president.
In the past 3.5 years since I was sworn in, one of the pillars of our manifesto, that is pillar 4, is accountable and transparent governance. And so I thought it my duty to go around the country and account to the people what we have been doing with their mandate this last 3.5 years. And over the last 3.5 years, the areas that we have focused on include water, extension of
of electricity, education, healthcare, and roads. And if you take these five areas, you would notice that massive development has taken place across the country. But it's not only in the area of socio-economic infrastructure, we have also been investing in the area of job creation. And so for the first time in the history of this country, we gave the pharmaceutical industries 51 million Ghana cedis to expand their production processes so that they can employ more people. Many of the industries that Dr. Kwame Nkrumah built that were neglected, we are restoring them one by one. We also have started a youth employment agency and it is recruiting. And so you see some of the community security police, they call them Mahama police, in the light blue uniform. One of the good things about the youth employment agency is 50 cedis of their remuneration is being put in a provident fund. And it will be put in a provident fund, high interest yielding for 2 years. And at the end of the 2 years, they'll be giving that money as a lump sum, which they can use as capital to start a business of their own. And so there are very good programs that are available, and I urge you all to take advantage of them.
Later, the president joined the chiefs and people of Navrongo to inaugurate a water system. The project comes as a great source of joy as the facility is extended to communities even beyond Navrongo. The water project by the government of Ghana under the urban water system is financed by the World Bank. The Navrongo township has also benefited from standpipes, boreholes and water reservoirs.
And it is our intention to achieve universal water coverage by the year 2020. This shows equity and points to the NDC government's social democratic credentials. We are even-handed and equitable when it comes to distribution of the national cake. Our government has shown the commitment to go to any length to ensure that all our citizens get this very important resource, water. And by end of 2016, government would have achieved its target of having increased access to water in Ghana by 109.7 million gallons per day. And this water is reaching 7 million more Ghanaians.